A poor widow, some deal stape in age, was whilom dwelling in a narrow cottage, beside a grove, standing in a dale. This widow, of which I tell to you my tale, since thilk a day that she was last a wife, in patience led a full simple life. For little was her chattel and her rent, by husbandry of such as God her sent, she found herself, and eke her daughters too. 3 large sows had she, and no more, 3 kine, and eke a sheep that hight a maul. 4 sooty was her bower, and eke her hall, in which she ate full many a slender meal, of poignant sauce her needed never a deal. No dainty morsel passed through her throat, her diet was accordant to her coat. Repletion made her never sick, a temperate diet was all her physic, and exercise, and heart's sufficance. The gout let her nothing for to dance, no apoplexy shent not her head, no wine drank she, neither white nor red. Her board was served most with white and black, milk and brown bread, in which she found no lack. Signed bacon, and sometime an egg or tway, for she was, as it were, a manner day. A yard she had, enclosed it all about with sticks, and a dry ditch without, in which she had a cock, hight Chanticleer. In all the land of crowing, Nass his peer. His voice was merrier than the merry organ, on mass days that in the church gone. Well sickerer was his crowing in his lodge, than is a clerk or any abbey or lodge. By nature he knew each ascension of the equinoctial in Thilka town. For when degrees 15 were ascended, then crew he that it might not be amended. His comb was redder than the fine coral, and battled, as it were, a castle wall. His bill was black, and as the jet it shone. Like azure were his legs and his tone, his nails whiter than the lily flower, and like the burned gold was his colour. This gentle cock had in his governance 7 hens, for to do all his pleasance, which were his sisters and his paramours, and wonder like to him as of colours, of which the fairest hued on her throat was Cleped fair damoiselle Pertelote. Courteous she was, discreet and debonair, and companionable, and bore herself so fair since Thilka day that she was 7 night old, that truly she has the heart in hold of Chanticleer, locked in every lith. He loved her so, that well was him therewith. But such a joy it was to hear them sing, when that the bright sun began to spring, in sweet accord, "My leaf is fair inland." For Thilka time, as I have understand, beasts and birds could speak and sing.